This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Macca. Did you have a good week?
Not a bad week, really. Look, you know when you've booked a holiday, or you know you've and it's holiday and work, but you know, and it's weeks or, you know, weeks away, and then all of a sudden it's on you, you know, like it's approaching and now it's, you know, it's only a couple of days away. So, you know, of course I've already packed.
Well, you know, I did the same because I too am going on holidays and I leave on Friday.
Where are you going?
I am going to Vietnam and Cambodia.
Oh, lovely.
3 luscious weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
And I too packed this week because I needed to figure out, I packed a few days ago and then unpacked it all. But I was just trying to figure out, it's been so long since I've packed. Now yeah. I need to figure out, like, do I need to get anything? So, of course, without trying to be frantic, I might have to do a little bit of shopping tomorrow.
But, you know, Fee, you know, and my partner made this point. He said, it's not like you're going to outer somewhere, right? He said, you're going somewhere. If you need something, you can buy it.
That is exactly right.
And, you know, often, you know, we take, like I'm well known for being able to go away for 7 to 10 days with a carry-on bag.
I'm going carry-on for sure.
Well, yeah, I'm not entrusting it to, even though it is a well-known Asian airline with a high level of service, I won't say who it is, I still am not going to trust them with my bag. Well, it's more at the Australian end, I think, that things happen.
The other thing about, I mean, aside from the you know, potential
now,
to lose.
Give me my bloody luggage.
Potential to lose your luggage. The other thing is that if you're moving around a bit, like I'm actually going to be moving around. I'm going to several different locations. I'm going to be getting off and on buses and trains and a couple of planes. Oh. And, you know, I'm moving around and lugging around a giant suitcase. I just don't see the point.
It's not on, is it? Yeah.
It's like, do yourself a favour, lighten the load.
It's always good to lighten the load.
Yeah.
So, who have we got on the show today? So, our first guest is Chip LeGrand.
Very much looking forward to this.
Yes, he's Chip's a senior journalist at The Age. He's written a new book called Lockdown. I'll give you 3 guesses what that's about. So, that's going to be an interesting chat. Chip's been a journalist for a very, very long time, very well known, great journalist. Followed by that, the retiring member for Richmond, Dick Wynne. Now, Dick has been in Parliament, I think, since 1999. Mm. Previous Lord Mayor, bit of a warrior for equality and other issues. So we're going to have a bit of an extended chat with him, and we'll get it. And I think Lauren O'Dwyer, who's the Labor candidate for Richmond, she's going to come in and join us. Richmond will be one of the seats we formally cover in our candidate interviews as we get closer to the election. The other one will be, let's see, we're going to have Richmond, Albert Park, Kew, Hawthorne, and I think Bunambra.
I'm not sure where that is, Macca.
Yeah, it's a regional seat, which is sort of in play. So that'll be good. Then following that, there's been a lot of discussion about long weekends and public holidays. Jenna Price is going to join us to have a chat about that. Then we've got the Hay grants, which we always talk about.
Now, that's because they're such a fantastic initiative.
Now, you're going to pronounce the name because I don't want to get it wrong.
Oh, well, we're going to be speaking to Fifi Liao.
There we go. Fantastic. I thought that's what it was.
Who is the founder of Fifi Curiosity and a Hay Grant recipient. We're going to talk
about
from
last year to see how it went.
And we'll talk about what she created with the additional funding from the Hay Grants.
Great. Then Cameron Holland, he's the CEO of Ryman Healthcare Australia. And I'm going to talk about a new report that reveals the New Zealand model might perhaps be an idea on how we reform Australia's aged care system. I won't say crisis. Yeah, I just did. There you go.
Yeah.
Then Zara Jones, President Trans and Gender Diverse Bendigo and Beyond, talking about, you know, rural trans communities in regional Victoria. So it's a big show.
We have a lot to cover.
We do.
And very excited to see and hear from everyone.
Yes. So on air at joy.org.au or 0427569949 if you want to send us a message or you want to tell us we're a bunch of tools or whatever.
I'd love that.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.